Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. And we are live, right? We are live with a special edition for Go to Tribe. So let me bring up the text for today, because today we are going to talk about unmasking the impact of a toxic work culture, right? So it's very important that you save this post and share this with other people, because we are going to address aspects of a toxic work culture and who is experiencing that from CEOs, from HR professionals, but also the main employees as well. We are going to have a conversation about that. And of course, we are going to add a touch of empathy regarding to that. So my name is Vivian Acqua, and I'm a certified diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant, supporting so many companies in creating a thriving and inclusive workplace. And I use innovative tools such as virtual reality, but also the Amplify DEI cards to support teams, to support managers, to support leaders in creating their own DEI recipe that is so yummy and healthy and inclusive for them to amplify DEI from within. And I'm going to hand it over to Mary Jane, my partner in crime, my partner in change, not in crime, in change.
So hi everyone, and welcome. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Mary Jane Roy, my company is Creating Waves. My focus has been for quite a long time, since 2011, on issues such as stress hardiness, boosting stress hardiness, developing strategies to better deal with the stress in our lives, and to quickly resolve that stress, along with resilience, emotional agility. But this topic has been on my mind for many, many years, and I have spoken to just too many people where toxic workplaces seem to be even on the rise. So Vivian, I'm going to pass it over to you, and then dive in, and you're going to share about your
I'm gonna
cards,
share the
maybe.
screen. Yeah, I'm gonna share the screen. So there is, at the moment right now, this is the talent shortages within Europe, and there are so many people are applying to jobs. They are not being seen as the talented potential that they can have, but yet Europe doesn't have the luxury to dilute the wine or dilute the pool. You have to find the talent, but also find a potential talent that you can mold, and you together you can empower each other so that they become the talent or the unicorn that you're looking for. So when you look at this shortages, and know that this is a recent figure, these shortages are going to be even worse in the upcoming years now. So with all the challenges that the EU is facing regarding immigration, so companies will maybe feel challenged in staying within Europe. Maybe they'll go elsewhere, because if they are not allowed to bring in talent from elsewhere, that will also be a challenge. So keep this in mind, because I want to address this part as well, because inclusion, diversity, equity, and inclusion, amplifying that within your company is becoming more and more important now than ever. Basically, you don't need the talent shortages, but it's happening everywhere. So the average number for Europe is 42% in 2018, versus 75% in 2023. So you don't have the luxury to amplify exclusion. You do have the necessity and the business case. Many people ask for the business case. Well, this is a part of the business case where you need to be able to amplify diversity, equity, and inclusion, because when you don't, your company is dealing with a talent shortages. And the moment that your company is dealing with a lack of talent, that also means that your company is not being able to support their clients or reach your business goals, right? I believe that every organization, every leader wants to win. And to be able to win, to do that, you need the talent, but you also need to retain the talent as well. So going on to the next. So what can you do? How can you boost DEI within your organization on a sustainable in a sustainable way, right? I have these amazing Amplify DEI cards. So the pink one, the pink and yellow one, is a card deck that you can use to raise your self-awareness. So that's a personal card deck or for the self. And the team card deck is the blue, which is based, by the way, on my headscarf. So the pink and yellow one is based from this headscarf, which is zoomed in. And the other one is based on a headscarf that I often wear. That's the Ankara colors. But this is a side note. The team card decks contains prompts related to creating your organization DEI recipe, right? So you can talk about, you can take the cards from unaware and add your intensity, like mild, spicy, or hot. Or you can add the card, okay, you can use the prompts from aware and action. So make sure that you look into these card decks because they are so playful and also really, really realistic. Mary Jane, what's your take on these cards?
I love them. I really do. And I think they can really make a difference to get conversations started. And again, as you said, because you've got the choice of different spiciness, you can start with casual conversations, or you can get into really more heated conversations. Exactly. Heated being hotter. Exactly. Yeah.
So the cards, they, like I said, you can use the prompts from unaware, aware, and action, and combine the intensity that is needed, right? And know that accompanied with the card deck, you get access to the Amplify DEI Micro Academy. There are some cards that contain a QR code, and when you use a QR code, it can lead to one of these topics. I have about 30 topics that are connected to different card decks. For instance, Orlando with his growth mindset, but also for you to know more about what is psychological safety. And know that this is a micro academy, so the longest content is 5 minutes and the shortest one is 40 seconds. So you can consume the information at your own pace whenever you're ready and whenever you want as well. And know that currently I have a special offer for the end of the year, which is valid for till 20 December 2024. So when you go to bit.ly, I'll make sure also to share a post about this special offer on LinkedIn this afternoon. But know that when you go to bit.ly and use all the capital letters, so AMP, DEI, cards, EOY, so end of year, 24, when you use that link, it will go to a special page where you can see the offer. So let's go to today's topic, because this report is really, really, really shocking. And in a way, it's shocking, but it's not shocking, right? So Mary Jane, can you share more about this?
Yeah, I can't even remember how I came across this report. I think this first slide that we've started with really kind of paints the picture. When I felt in the last few months of talking to people and hearing that toxicity is on the rise, but this really shows it, you know. So especially from the CEO standpoint, this speaks for itself. This really does. And of course, what I also found worth mentioning is the work arrangement. Obviously, people who are working remotely are going to experience less of toxicity. They're not in the same space. Yeah. And I think that's really significant.
Yeah, because, I mean, it in a way, it seems like we haven't all learned from what happened in COVID, where a lot of people learned that they are better, they are thriving better when they work from home. And also when they work from home, they feel psychologically safe as well. I'm an in-between person, so I will thrive between hybrid, but I also need the time to be at home. And sometimes I need the time to be in an office or in a building together with other people, right? But what's shocking is the number of CEOs and also the employees agree with this number. Whereas if we don't, if we are not being mindful and planting seeds now, this number is going to be worse next year and the upcoming years as well. And this is something that is also going to hurt the business. It's something that is also going to put a strain on the existing team members, right? Because if one of the people it's missing due to burnout or due to sickness, then the heavy load falls upon the rest of the team members. And sometimes people cannot handle that heavy load, which leads to a vicious cycle for more people getting sick or more people leaving the company as now. So it seems like resiliency, before Corona, it was a trending topic. And during Corona, it was also more trending. But it seems now, as of late, resiliency has been maybe to the background, whilst these figures show that we need it more than ever right now.
Yeah, people really do. And that's been my experience as an external trainer, that the emphasis is not there right now on giving people the strategies, the skills, the tools that they need in order to be resilient. And these are all resilience, as many people say, it's a muscle that can be learned and developed.
Just like going into the gym, right? The moment that you stop using going to the gym, that's when you weaken that muscle, right? So it's important to empower every person, not only the people or the team, empower every person from top to bottom, from bottom to top, so that everybody knows how they can support each other, but also can create an environment that isn't toxic, that is amplifying inclusion as well. So going
and
on
where
to
people
the next...
People can thrive, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the main topic of this conversation? Go to trial. So now the other thing is, many people in the workplace feel intimidated by their coworkers. And what's interesting to see, because I mean, the numbers are not shocking, but I found it interesting to see that also CEOs disclose that they also feel intimidated by their coworkers, and that number went up really high. All the numbers went really high. So 65% of the CEOs feel intimidated by their coworkers. And oftentimes many people point the fingers at their leaders, and I do get it, I do understand it, but they are also human. We often forget that leaders, CEOs are also human, and they also need their support as well.
And we're going to see in one of the slides, their burnout percentages are going up as well. Yeah. But here's an interesting one. And I just, why do HR professionals feel that it hasn't gone up when the top level and general employees, there's quite a significant change?
Do you know what the secret is?
No, do you want to share it?
I don't know. No, I was thinking like you are going to share the secret, right? I don't know.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious of what's happening within HR that they're not sensing this, they're not hearing this. Mm-hmm. So again,
well, maybe I don't know, but I wonder how people perceive it, right? Because in feeling intimidated, but also feeling, let's say, psychologically unsafe, some people perceive it differently on a different level. I don't know why HR feels like that, but I'm curious to why they feel like that.
Yeah, and again, maybe within, I'm looking at it now from a different perspective, from within the HR field.
Yeah.
There isn't as much intimidation, whereas
outside of their scope.
This is really not representing their thoughts about the workplace in general. Are they experiencing themselves? Mm-hmm. And of course they do. 38% is a large percentage. We can't deny that.
Yeah.
But it at least has stayed stable. In terms of the year on year change
I also wanted to acknowledge Charles. Thank you for sharing. Interesting topic and needed for this economic situation. Yes, definitely. Going on to the next topic, right? So what is related to working in a toxic workplace is also feeling challenged with your mental health issues, right? So burnout, anxiety, depression, so many other things that are related to mental health. And what you see here is 55% of the CEOs are sharing a yes at the moment right now, which is an increase. And there's something happening with the HR professionals where it seems like they are taking better care because they are not perceiving, they are perceiving less stress or less challenges regarding mental health issues. And for the employees, it's still 50%.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for a lot of the CEO level, the instability in the marketplace, all of the issues, major layoffs.
Yeah. Different generations that are working together where you don't know how, or many managers don't know how to manage them or to lead them or to support them so that they can empower themselves, but also their team, right?
Yeah. And it's an interesting, maybe to bring it up, that we're going to be interviewing Megan Gearhart December 17th.
Ooh, yeah.
And on our next, or in December. So join us for that, because she is an intergenerational expert. She's written a great book on that as well. So we'll be posting on that upcoming chat.
Definitely.
Obviously, there's a lot going on here that we would see such a dramatic increase from 2023 for the CEOs.
Mm-hmm. But you will also see more people calling in sick, more people quiet quitting, right? Because that's also another way to connect the dots with this, is this whole quiet quitting. I think I have the... I need to find out, but I think I have the figures of quiet quitting here. Let me see if I can exit it. I know it's still the numbers from the last time, but it's still relevant to mention. Let me see. So the intimidation and then mental health, and then let me put it into a slideshow. This is the quiet quitting, where what you see a lot of people who are feeling challenged with their mental well-being often sit here, or maybe here, or loud quitting.
Well, and I think if the environment is toxic, you're going to disengage. All right. I mean, we're looking at disengaged to totally disengaged, you know, in these numbers. Mm-hmm. And this environment, the toxic environment, is going to lead people to just be there. They're in their chair, but they are not engaged in the work. They're not going the extra mile, and that's going to affect, obviously, the work conditions and productivity of an organization.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and it can also put a strain on the other team members as well, right? Because energy is infectious, whether it's good, but also whether it's bad, right? So
maybe this is a good time to share this little piece, that if you've got a toxic environment where, let me use an example. It's a toxic boss, and he or she is calling out somebody's mistakes in public, humiliating, denigrating, whatever the case may be. And this does happen, everyone, not only that person directly, but the cognitive functioning of that individual is going to be immediately diminished. Mm-hmm. And if it's not resolved immediately, that is, that the person who's doing the yelling or shouting or denigrating, humiliating, doesn't apologize profusely for blowing off the steam, It can go on for hours, and everyone that is within hearing distance, their cognitive functioning is also compromised.
So, and also you have to see that often when I talk about stress, every time that I'm not going to stretch it, every time that you stretch this elastic band, eventually it will snap. All the pearls will fall down. I'm not going to do that because this this bracelet means a lot to me. But you get the idea, when you overstretch and stretch, your body is going to say, well, not today, not feeling it right now. Yeah. And your body is going to say, it's time to deactivate you because of self-preservation, right? It's helping you from not going to a worse state. But eventually, your body doesn't have any control regarding to that. And we need to prevent the number of burnouts. We need to prevent it like it's nothing. And also people are lonely, right? Check in with each other, right? When somebody is depressed, maybe your company has benefits that you can use. Recently, I've been collaborating with different organizations that offer their personal development, but also professional development budget for people to get diagnosed from that budget. Because it's expensive to have an assessment, they provide that as a benefit so that they give out the message that we care about you, we care about your well-being, whether it's mentally, physically, we care about you as well.
I think we've got a slide that demonstrates what happens, Vivian, the fact that oftentimes these benefits are not mm-hmm. well known.
Yeah, you know, definitely. That's the last slide.
But
I do want to address that we live in a day and age where I thought that more people were much more empathetic and understanding when it comes to dealing with mental challenges. You don't know what you don't know. And if you have never dealt with feeling challenged because of a mental health issue, then I would invite you to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes through virtual reality to understand that they are not making it up. It's a burden, it's a barrier for them to even disclose that they have this. And now they are being ridiculed. They're not even being taken seriously, as in it's weak or a burden. If they had a magic wand, they wish they didn't have that. But some people go to grief. Some people lose people. Some people break up, right? A relationship break up. But also, let's not forget all these layoffs that are happening right now. It can feel like you are losing your identity. Or for some people, I've shared that it felt like they are breaking up with their company. And it really felt also that they are having a heartbreak because of this layoffs right now.
Yeah, very often I think people identify in their role mm-hmm. within yeah. an organization, and when that's yeah. gone yeah. And not of your choice, then yeah. obviously that's going to have a strong emotional effect on an individual. Yeah. So
why I love that there are companies out there that are creating a layoff package that people can use to their benefit. And also what I've gotten to know that when you're dealing with, let's say, expats who are working for your company, this is a particular message to HR professionals. Set them up for success by providing the rules and regulations of that country, because so many people, and I'm talking about in the Netherlands, are not aware that there is this institution that can support you financially when the money is gone, right? When your salary is gone, right? So I don't know this for all the countries, but I do feel like I do want to emphasize that it's the duty upon HR plus the manager to set somebody up for success, especially when they are working in a country that's not theirs and they don't understand the language, or they don't understand the procedures as well.
Yeah, good point. Really good point.
So let's go to, do you want us to talk about this more?
Well, the only thing I want to say is this slide and the statistics here really mm-hmm. show that, yes, we do need to amplify empathy. I mean, this mm-hmm. is
definitely
it's the only way that we're going to make a difference in terms of greater understanding and acceptance. So
And also connection, because there is what I see with all the figures, there is a disconnect. We are not able to connect with each other and relate to each other and understand that. I understand that CEOs set the temperature, leaders, managers set mm-hmm. the temperature. However, at the end of the day, they are still human. And we don't want people to be penalized for making a mistake where they can learn from. But then again, also leaders, CEOs, and managers, you don't want to penalize your team member for making a mistake, especially a mistake that they can learn from and do better the next time as well. So amplify empathy. I collaborate with Mary Jane, but also with other colleagues as well, when it comes to amplifying empathy. And we use virtual reality with realistic scenarios, not with avatars. We don't use avatars at the moment right now because not everybody is a gamer. Not everybody can connect with that content as well. So we use realistic scenarios where you get the opportunity to experience exclusion in a safe environment, but also this opportunity can tap into your intrinsic motivation where you can become a more inclusive leader or inclusive self leader and activate your empathy level or amplify your empathy level as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And extremely effective.
Yeah, definitely.
The feedback we get from those sessions is really impressive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You can look at my LinkedIn profile, Vivian Acqua, where I've in the featured part, you can see some of the reviews that people have shared, but also some of the posts that are connected to the sessions that we have had regarding virtual reality so that you can learn more. And please reach out if you want to learn more about how you can amplify empathy with virtual reality. So going to the last slide, because we wanted to share this particular slide because so many companies have like benefits available, but they don't over communicate about the benefits, and that causes a lot of people not to know that they have access to this. So let's go over, yeah, Mary Jane.
Yeah, no, I just want to give an example of a company that I was doing a training in, and the group said, well, we don't know where to go for help if we are being discriminated against.
Yeah.
And yet on the homepage of that company's internal platform for personnel,
it was there.
But again, and so then HR thinks, well, then that must be, they must know about it because we've put it right there. But it don't make assumptions. I guess that's really what that lesson came down to, you know?
Definitely.
The majority of the people in the room had never seen, even though they enter into that platform daily, they had never seen the notice on there. So yeah,
definitely.
Let's jump into these.
Yes, and that's why it's important to over communicate them, right? To also include it in the team meetings, attend, you know, share some of the things or spread it out throughout the whole year so that everybody knows. Make sure you add it in the onboarding package. Make sure that you add it in the after the 90 days check-in. Make sure that you put the emphasis on what is available, because this is money on the not being used whilst it is present. So flexible work hours, that's a way for the company and for the organization, the organization to show empathy, but only 38% of the people say that their employer offers this, which causes a empathy gap of 56%.
Yeah.
What else is jumping out for you, Mary Jane?
Well, I'm surprised when I see, this is one that surprised me, was the paid paternity leave. 91% of the companies state that they offer this. I don't know that that I find a surprising number.
Yeah.
But again, it is something that those companies that do offer paternity leave, very often the men are afraid to take that leave.
And is it paternity leave for all parents?
Yeah.
Is it for all parents, or is it only for the parent who is carrying the baby?
Yeah.
Because there are different ways to get a baby, right?
And that's right.
Legal ways, though. But there are different ways to become a parent in a legal way. And so much is not being taken care of. And recently, I noticed that this was an agenda regarding what's happening in the US with the politics, right? And so many people are not able to pay for daycare because it's almost equivalent or maybe much more expensive than their rent. And daycare is very expensive in the US. Daycare is also expensive here in Europe as well. Mm-hmm. And what is your company offering to support these parents so that they can combine their work-life integration as well?
Yeah. A really critical factor. And also mental health days.
Yeah. Wellness days. Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed that I think it was Nike and I don't know, one of the tech companies that were closed in the summer for people to recharge. And it was only for the US, but I do appreciate that they have it and that they have implemented this. And if they are not closing, what are you offering for mental health, but also mental health support, right? Do you have a budget available that people can use so that they can have coaching? Nowadays, you have a lot of virtual coaching platforms at the moment right now. I don't believe in AI coaching, though. I believe in real people, human people who are certified or qualified to support that individual and support them regarding, you know, mental health issues as well.
Okay, you've just shared something that I wasn't aware of. That are there actually AI coaches out there?
Yes, unfortunately, there are platforms that are offering AI coaching.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's taking AI to the extreme because, I mean, how emotionally intelligent can AI be? Daniel Goleman on LinkedIn wrote last year, I think, an interesting post, had an interesting post on that topic. Mm-hmm. If anybody follows him, you know, to go and have a look at it. But he broke down the emotional intelligence versus AI.
Yeah.
And so it made the comparison from human to AI. Yeah, okay, that's interesting that there's actually AI coaching platforms out there. Okay.
Definitely. I mean, we are both fans of AI and using AI in between in our work or the way that we work, but there is a limit. I want to also, the work that we do, it's a human to human connection that we are creating, and not everything can be solved with AI as well. So I want to also touch base upon employer contributions to financial plans, right? I know that financial institutions have support or discount for people taking a loan or taking mortgage or other things that they want to take to support them and have applying discount, right? So where are you working? I know that KLM, for instance, it's not a financial institution, and this is not a promotion for KLM, but I do know that some of the airlines, or majority of the airlines, are offering a place when it's available, place, so that instead of paying 1500 euro, you will pay like 150 or 200 euros to fly to a destination of choice. So what is it that your company is offering at the moment right now, and how many people know about this? And also keep in mind this list. I'm putting this list a little bit longer on the screen because I want you to think about the topics or the things that your company is offering and ask around how many people are aware of this.
Yeah. The numbers in the right-hand column don't surprise me. You
know? Yeah. So the last one, what I said, right, regarding Nike and the tech companies offering rest days, that's what Nike was doing regarding offering the rest days as well. And I mean, the list is on and on, and also educational programs. I've seen so many companies not utilizing, not oversharing that people can use their budget to for professional development or for personal development. Oftentimes people don't know how much their budget there is and that they have to beg to ask their manager how much they can take, right? But when you add the transparency of providing a budget for 1,000 euros per year or 2,000 euros per year, or depending on what your seniority is, right? I do believe that every team member or employee should negotiate how much budget they have for professional development without asking every time for permission. Just give people the autonomy to use their budget wisely. That's it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And that's something that we talked about, I think, in our last chat, Vivian, that those budgets have decreased considerably from last year to this year.
Yeah, and, I can look it up.
Again, you're getting people that are disengaged, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not growing, and again, I'm hoping that we can get Julie on here next year for a chat, but help them grow or watch them go. And if they're not going, then they're in
then they're staying they're and quiet, they are not thriving.
Yeah,
and they're not growing.
Quitting.
Yeah.
This was it, Vivian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think we don't need to belabor, I hope, that people understand the negative effects of a toxic workplace. I mean, we've touched on engagement and productivity, etc. But it
can cause trauma on a long-term basis as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And can and does cause trauma, long-term
definitely.
Trauma. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, definitely. And it can be very subtle too. These can be like the microaggressions that you and I have spoken about as well. But it that toxicity that builds over time and
We often talk about getting the 1,000 paper cuts. I mean, just one paper cut is already hurting you. Then mind you, if you get 1,000 paper cuts per day or per month, it does something to your well-being, because every time that you get a paper cut, remember, you know, the elastic band of my bracelet. Every time that somebody is dealing with a microaggression or gets a paper cut, the band is expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding, and eventually it's going to explode.
It's going to snap. I hope that for anyone listening, you know, that this really encourages you to take a good look at your own behavior, and also address behavior that you're seeing that you know is toxic.
Yeah, and I can imagine that maybe you feel challenged into addressing that, right? So if you want to, when you want to learn more about how to address it or how to have a courageous conversation with a productive outcome, reach out to us so that we can support you and your team and your company as well with training, so that people feel empowered to address the courageous topics or the challenging topics that people, you know, often don't address, because they think, well, if I stay silent, then it's not affecting me. But directly or indirectly, it's affecting you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you don't speak up and your colleague leaves,
the burden will be upon you.
For sure.
I wanna share this final slide.
I also wanna
add a disclaimer, right?
Yes.
This is a post by Adam Grant, and it's pointing fingers towards abusive bosses. However, we do want to emphasize that it's for us, it's about all the different stakeholders. So when you read bosses, see also the individual self-leader. So abusive self-leader or leader doesn't drive performance, they diminish it. I don't want to point only the fingers towards the leaders and the CEOs, because it's a two-way street and there needs to be a tango from both ends. It's also can also be caused by team members, right? So I'm adding grace to the different parties that are involved in creating a team or that are involved in creating an inclusive environment. And therefore, we are not pointing fingers towards only the leaders as well. But it's interesting to see that, because the reason why Mary Jane brought this up is because leaders are the temperature makers.
The role models.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all role models, let's say. But
exactly.
If the leadership is not modeling the behaviors that mm-hmm. are conducive to a healthy, thriving workplace, then that is going to filter down to all levels. Mm-hmm. And so it is critical that leaders recognize this and take that responsibility. Mm-hmm. But we, each of us mm-hmm. in the environment that we're in, need to take responsibility. And yeah, again, psychologically safe environments, mm-hmm. inclusive environments, trust. These are all elements that have to be there for employees and ultimately organizations to thrive.
And but also what's interesting is the second part of this post where he says that in a toxic workplace, that's what I read, mm-hmm. people do poor work, they collaborate less. I don't know what shirk more is. Is that
shirk is to
brush off.
Yeah.
Okay. And incivility breaks confidence. So imposter syndrome will be rising and mm-hmm. resentment will be rising as well.
Rising. Yeah. Show respect and appreciation.
True. Yeah. Compliment people. Accept also compliments. Don't shirk it off or don't brush it off.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think
in this case he's using the shirk as that they're not going to take on as much work.
Now this was an interesting conversation, Mary Jane.
I think there's a lot of layers here, and I feel like we've just sort of scratched the surface with mm-hmm. it, Vivian.
Definitely.
So we need to come back to this one because there are so many layers. Yeah.
There are indeed so many letters, and also very helpful that we are using facts, right, from research that are out there, and also this post by Adam Grant, where he's sharing also some interesting facts about there is a business case and there is proof that when people are working in a toxic environment, then the outcome will be toxic, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I would say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody listening or engaging. If you have any questions, please reach out to me or to Mary Jane. And let this be, I wouldn't say a warning, but let this be something of an inspiration for you to do better.
Yeah. And Vivian, put your link, the URL for your cards, put that in on our LinkedIn page for this event. All right. In the comments.
Yeah, I will do that.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
That people won't have to go looking for it. Yeah,
I will definitely do that. So thank you.
And thank you.
It was good.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.